I just want to introduce myself. My name is Christy Moore, for those of you that don't know me. I've been licensed in real estate since 2006. I started in Michigan, actually, in Ann Arbor. And as you know, the market crashed there well before it crashed in the rest of the country. So I actually started in a down market. Like 200,000 people a week were losing their jobs at GM, and Pfizer had left Ann Arbor. They were the number two employer. They were giving people $100,000 to leave. So our market was real interesting. But the great thing about starting out when the market's down is that you learn a lot and it strengthens your skills. And then I made the decision to move to where I am now, which is right outside of DC. I'm in Northern Virginia, is what we call it, Nova. So I started over from scratch. I literally knew zero people in Virginia. So what I'm gonna talk about today is exactly what helped me build my business from zero to about 1.6 million in GCI in 5 years. So I think this is what is going to help you with the next market shift, is maintaining the fundamentals in your business. So I'm really, really excited to teach you guys this today. And I hope that you can get something out of this that you go and implement right away and start to do more business from your database. Okay? So why pay attention? Well, disruption is everywhere, right? I mean, we're talking about big, huge companies coming in with lots of money, buying up houses, discounting their commission. They're all trying to get rid of us, right? They're all trying to disrupt the real estate business and get rid of the real estate agent. So what I'm going to talk about today is how you can hedge your bet against these large companies, these other companies that are coming in and trying to disrupt the business. Like Opcity, Realtor.com, what did they just do recently? They merged, and what are they doing? How much are you paying now for leads? 35%? 35% of your commission is now going to these companies. So, you know, the cost per lead is getting higher, the conversion rates are getting lower, there's a lot more competition. So building your database and marketing to your database is what's going to help you survive that disruption. So I want you to read this quote, maybe twice, but just read it, from Jim Rohn. I like that you're taking a picture of it. Because this is, I mean, what's going on right now? Everybody's trying to tell you that they got a new way of doing business, a new lead generation platform, a new way of generating business. But really what we need to do is go back to the basics. We need to go back to the fundamentals of business that works, that we know stands the test of time. So I think that it's really important to remember that the fundamentals in the long run is what wins. If you're chasing a bunch of shiny objects and you're trying new things all the time and you're not consistently doing something over time, you're going to have a less profitable business and you're going to have a lot of fluctuations in your business. So everybody knows who Gary Keller is? Everybody? Whether you're with Keller Williams or not, that's okay. We're not endorsing Keller Williams. But I think that, you know, Gary Keller teaches the fundamentals of business, especially when it comes to the real estate business. So we're going to listen to a couple of his slides.
By the way, very few people contact a real estate agent. So this is something that's misunderstood in our industry. People don't go, oh, honey, let's sell our home. Let's call an agent. Doesn't happen. So the reason why agents spend an inordinate amount of time in lead generation and in staying in contact with people is that they have to touch them on a regular basis. So in the moment that one turns to the other and says, you know, I might want to buy another home, or I might want to sell this home, or whatever, that they're there within a short time frame of when that occurs. When we nicknamed it the 33 touch, all we were saying was overkill over time. Touch them in meaningful ways, just enough, so that at one point within a 10-year period, they're going to say, well, it's funny you called. We're thinking of moving. Okay. Rarely would they go, boy, they've been sending me this stuff. Let's call them. It rarely happens. Right? That's why we put such an emphasis on lead generation.
So what he was talking about is that very rarely people are going to call a real estate agent. When they're looking to buy or sell, you need to be there when they are ready. And how you do that is by maintaining contact with your database. Because real estate is a database business. A lot of people think it's a lead generation business. It is not. We actually do two things in our business. We build the list and we market to the list. That's what we do. We build the list and we market to the list. That's really that simple. If you want to keep it simple, that's really what we do. So what he's talking about is maintaining contact with your database. That's marketing to your database. You can do that through calls, marketing efforts. We're going to talk about doing videos. Because once they're ready, you're calling them or you're in touch with them or they get a video from you or they get an email from you or they get a postcard from you because you're consistently keeping in touch with them.
About 6 years ago, we wrote a book, The Millionaire Real Estate Agent. Mm-hmm. We did the research. We came back and we said, here are four basic models that will help you determine your highest level of success.
That's right. The lead generation model, the economic model, the budget model, and the organizational model.
In the lead generation model, we said that there were two basic approaches to generating leads.
That's right.
Prospecting and marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The research at that time, 6 years ago, said that you should be marketing-based and prospecting-enhanced.
That's right.
What do we think about that today, Jay?
You know, most of the research that we're doing today tells us to flip it.
Yeah,
in
it
a
does.
Shifted market.
Yeah, it does.
Focus on prospecting.
It does.
And then enhance it with marketing.
Now,
so this was in 2009. Since you guys can't hear this, I'm just going to recap anyway. So he's talking about how you need to flip it. So when the market shifts, when you're going into a buyer's market, you need to be prospecting based, marketing enhanced. So prospecting is building your list. Marketing is marketing to your list.
Now, it doesn't mean you can't do well at marketing, right?
Oh, it can still be highly effective.
Absolutely.
But if you're prospecting, you understand what actually messages your customers are going to respond to,
right.
And you put that in your marketing, and right. It's more effective.
Right. And in my own research, on a monthly basis, the agents who are netting the most amount of money mm-hmm. are those that are prospecting-based and marketing-enhanced. I think what we would say going forward, if we were rewriting The Millionaire Real Estate Agent today, is we would say you have prospecting and you have marketing. You need to look at your market, mm-hmm. and you need to decide which is going to give you your best results. And then if it's a seller market, great, then you're probably marketing-based and prospecting-enhanced. But if it's a buyer market, you might want to be prospecting-based
and marketing-enhanced.
So that's where he goes over whether you should be more marketing-heavy or prospecting-heavy. So right now, how many of you are in a seller's market? How many of you are in a buyer's market? No one? Okay, great. Well, that's going to change. So, and what he's talking about, when you're in a seller's market, you can be spending all kinds of money and marketing and doing all these things that cost a lot of money. But when the market shifts, if you're not consistently prospecting and building your database, it's going to affect your profitability.
I'm not sure that we would absolutely say as a model, you could be the best agent you could be just as a prospector. And I'm not sure that we would say that you could be the best agent you could possibly be, leads-wise and income-wise, just as a marketer, could we?
No.
It would be tough.
The best results seem to come from a combination.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so then we said, now, if I'm going to go out and generate leads, we laid some basic premises out there, and that was 8x8, mm-hmm. 12 direct, and 33 touch.
That's right.
Do you think those three concepts are still valid today?
Absolutely. They weren't new when we brought them into the book.
That's right.
The 8x8 is about cementing the relationship.
That's right.
Hit them really quickly.
Yep.
The 33 touch is about saturating them over time.
Yeah, that's right.
So basically, when he's talking about the 33 touch, what he's talking about is oversaturation over time. Because how many marketing messages are we being bombarded with on a daily basis? I mean, you get on Facebook, there's like 900 shiny objects all trying to get your attention. So that's why you have to have the oversaturation over time so that you are top of mind when they decide to buy or sell a house, they're thinking about you.
And a 12 direct is a monthly newsletter. It's about people who haven't met you yet.
Right.
You need mind share with them. When they think of real estate, they think of you.
Here's what changes, and that's the messages, right?
Absolutely.
Your messages matter. You need to make offers to individuals for immediate responses, and you need to make sure your messages match the market.
Right. The people you're talking to and the market conditions you're in.
Yeah. Okay, so let me ask you a quick question. Is it really 8? Is it really 12? And is it 33?
No, they stand for things, right?
Okay. Yeah, there you
go. 8x8, cementing.
Okay, so if I could do it in 5, if I could do it in 3, if it took me 12, would that be okay?
Absolutely.
Okay, so 12 direct. Is it really 12 direct, or could it be 10? Could it be 9? Could it be 20?
It's about regularly touching them over time. So they expect it.
That's right.
And they recognize it when it shows up.
So this idea of 33 touches a year wasn't...
overkill.
Well, it's overkill over time is what we said. What you and I discovered is we've interviewed agents where they said, hey, I am personally netting a half a million a year, and I'm only touching people 12 times a year. And our response to that is, that's great. Imagine if you did it 20 times a year or 25 times a year. What we found was that we couldn't find a number that was specific enough for us to say, oh, by the way, the best number is 20, the best number is 25, the best number is 12, the best number is 30, the best number is 40. We found them all over the place. And in the end, we went with a number that we felt was truly overkill over time.
That's right.
The point was you need to be with someone at the moment that they either are going to make a decision or are they're in front of someone who's going to make a decision. And you're with them, meaning that top of the mind awareness, they're thinking of you.
They're deciding to buy or to refer you to someone who is.
Yes. We also mentioned the concept of METs and haven't METs. Has that changed?
No.
No, not at all. No.
There's just two groups of people out there, people you've met and people you haven't.
Yeah, and the thing that we know is that at the basis of most real estate agents' business that are very successful, there's a nice database of METs that they are communicating with, right? They're doing their 33 touch or something like that on a regular basis, right?
Yes, and the more focused they are on having a really tight group of advocates, the more business they get from them.
Yeah, that's right. The whole goal of the model was to go and build a database. Mm-hmm. Go out to the world, to the people you haven't met, meet as many people as you can. We want everyone to wake up every morning and put in 3 to 4 hours of lead generation time, hopefully before noon.
That's right.
And we want them to be real clear on their market. We want them to be real clear on the messages that they're going to put in print in whatever marketing they go after, and the messages that they're going to relay to the public
through
their scripts and dialogues. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We want you to practice those scripts and dialogues. We want you to experiment with those written messages. Mm-hmm. And we want you to always be making offers to people for as an immediate response as possible, which is, hi, Jay, I'm Gary Keller. Would you like to buy or sell a house? That's a direct offer.
Mm-hmm. And hi, Gary Keller. Would you like to find a great deal in this market?
Yeah, there you go.
And that's another offer.
Right. Hi, I'm Gary Keller. Would you like my free market analysis on your home?
Cool. Yeah.
Direct offer, right?
Hi, I'm Jay Papazan. Would you like to know the value of your home?
Yeah, there you go. What we want is people to go out to the unmet world and meet as many people as they can, 3 to 4 hours a day, put them right, mm-hmm. 8 by 8 them, 12 direct, 33 touch them.
Right. Make offers all along the way.
And always be making offers. Always be making timely offers.
That's the focus of the lead generation
that
model.
That is the focus of lead generation.
This was what he presented at family reunion. I'm not a KW agent, by the way. I have my own brokerage, so just FYI. But this is what he said at family reunion this past year, which was in February, was that the biggest problem with real estate agents is that they don't see the real estate business as a database-based business. Okay, so I'm going to give you an example of a modern-day database business. So do you guys all know who the Kardashians are? Right? Yeah? Okay, so like the youngest, well, I guess she's not a Kardashian, she's a Jenner. So the youngest Jenner, what, she became a billionaire, what, 21? Anybody, yeah, right, okay. So she's doing exactly what we're talking about. She built a database, now it's followers on Instagram, mind you, but still, it is a database, and she constantly communicates to her database, selling her products, selling, whatever she's doing, putting up weird pictures, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, but that's a modern, the people on Instagram that have large followings, they actually get paid based on their following. And that's what you get paid on too. You get paid based on the size of your database. At the end of the day, that is your asset. If you just have a bunch of lead generation and you're just picking up deals here and there, you do not have an asset. Your asset is your database. So what he focused on at Family Reunion is your gross commission based on the size of your database, how many times are you touching them annually, so then your total annual touches multiplied by the size of your database, okay? So we're gonna focus on just this, how to get an extra $50,000 to $100,000 out of your database, okay? So the size of the database, now we're not just talking about a bunch of junk and a bunch of leads with bad contact information and all that kind of stuff. These are people that have given you permission to follow up with them. And the size of that database is 630. And then the average annual touches is 19. So it's a little bit over one a month, like one and a half a month. And then you'll see as they get bigger and produce more volume, look at how big the size of their database is. But even more importantly, look at how much more often they're communicating with their database. So if you're wanting to build a large business and you're wanting to build a consistent business, it all boils down to building your database and then marketing to that database. So what we're going to focus right here, right on the first level. So depending on where you're at in your business, you might be new, you might, you know, have a team, you might be looking to build a team. And this fundamental is going to help you with not only the predictability of your business, the profitability of your business, but also to understand what you need to do consistently on a daily basis in order to get to the level that you want to get at, which, you know, maybe it's 2 million plus, maybe it's just an extra $50,000 to $100,000 a year. Okay? So the rule of five is that 80% got 90% of their business from five sources. So how many of you have more than five sources in your business? Anybody? Okay. So the key here is to focus. So if you have more than five sources, I would recommend that you get rid of the ones that are not performing, which I got rid of my buyer lead generation a long time ago because we weren't making any money on it. It was ridiculous. So figure out what's working and do more of it. But out of that, number one was, what do you think it was? Database. Exactly. It was their database. So how do you build your database and how do you start marketing to your database from scratch? So step one, you're going to want to reconnect with your database. So how many of you want some leads right now? Anybody want leads right now? Yay, leads right now. Okay. We all want leads right now. So the first thing that you have to do is reconnect with your neglected database. You have to reconnect with your neglected contacts. So this guy right here, he's a viral client. So he was a hardcore prospector. He's a guy that's, you know, doing his 3 to 4 hours a day of lead generation. He's saying that he doesn't have a database. There's no reason I need to market to my database. It's, you know, I need to get on the phone and talk to people. And, so this is actually a really interesting video. I hope you can hear it because it's pretty funny, his reaction to it.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Aaron Wittenstein. I've been overposting today. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I've been up since like 3 o'clock in the morning and I'm going crazy. So Viral Marketing sent out my first email yesterday. You may have gotten it. This is how many... I got to show you this. This is absolutely amazing. Let me see. These are how many people have signed up for leads. Okay. On here. So those are just like the partial leads. Then I got 4 good leads, including this one right here, over in New Rochelle that I just scheduled an appointment with. I got another one that I got a call back from. Where is it? Hang on. This one here, I got a call back for January like 15th. So one email went out. I don't even know if all the emails went out. This thing is sick. It's like $500 a month. And I've been like, the email that sent out is amazing. I got to tell you, I was skeptical in the beginning, but I am shocked by how awesome this works. So Frank, thank you so much, man. I'm excited to see what happens from now on. I got to tell you, like, I was very skeptical, Frank, 100% skeptical, and I am shocked by the results on this thing. So thank you.
So if you couldn't tell what he was saying, he sent out the reconnect email. So that's what the first thing that you want to do. Okay. So at this point, you know, what I'm talking about is all free, right? You just send a reconnect email, letting people know that you're going to start reconnecting with them more often. So that was after he sent out his reconnect email. He got over 50 leads, 1 appointment, 1 callback, and an email. His first day of sending it out. So if you have not been communicating or marketing to your database for a long time, you will be shocked at how much business you have in there that you already paid for, that's already there, it's sitting there just waiting for you to get it. So that's the first thing that you want to do is reconnect with your neglected contacts. So what we do is we recommend that you download your database or your list. Do you guys all have like a CRM or some kind of platform that you work out of? Okay. So you just download it into a CSV file. And then we recommend that you run it through Neverbounce. So has anybody ever heard of Neverbounce? Anyone? So you don't want to send out a bunch of emails to, you know, that are going to bounce and things like that, because it can affect your deliverability. So when you run it through Neverbounce, it's really inexpensive. It's like a couple cents or something, a record. And it will verify your emails and clean up your emails. So that way, once you actually send out your reconnect email, you won't get a bunch of bounces and spam reports and that kind of stuff. So the first thing that you do is download all your contacts, run them through Neverbounce, and then you send out your reconnect email. And this is what it looks like. So friends, clients, and colleagues, I'm writing you since you're a friend, we've done business together, or we're connected on social media. Real estate values are cooling in areas around the country, but you can rest assured the Westchester real estate market is still strong. You will certainly command a high price selling your home now or in early 2017. However, as you know, with historically low interest rates that won't last for long, we're due for a real estate price correction soon. This was in 2017, which happens typically every 7 to 10 years. Real estate prices move in cycles, and we're at the top of the cycle now. The reason I'm writing it you is because I want to keep you better updated on what's happening in our local real estate market. I've been selling real estate for X number of years. I know what's happening in Westchester, specifically pertaining to home values that directly affect you. So you're letting them know, you're reconnecting with them, you're gonna start sending them some content that you know what's going on in the real estate market, how long you've been selling real estate, that you are a local expert. So I plan to send you 2 helpful messages a month to keep you updated. They will be valuable and useful to help you stay on top of what's happening in the community. I do not want to spam you. Go ahead and simply unsubscribe below if you don't wish to hear from me. No hard feelings. Otherwise, reply to this email if you have a question I can answer in my messages. To sweeten the deal, if I pick your question to answer, I'll send you a $25 gift card. I'm happy to answer any questions you have. You can also search all homes for sale, just like I do on the Westchester MLS here. So this is a clickable link to your home search page. And if you're thinking of selling your home, you can enter your property address here to find out what it's worth based on your neighbor's recent home sales. Simple? Okay. So up to this point, I still, all of this is free. All of this is just, well, with Neverbounce, like I said, it's a couple cents, but at this point, you can literally just send this email and reconnect with your database. Now, how many of you would feel uncomfortable sending this email? Anybody feel uncomfortable doing that? No? Oh, okay, cool. So, and it continues. I pay money for these tools. They're free for you. I can also help if you're not in New York. This was a client who actually was from Chicago and moved to New York. So I have access to information you can need. I can guide you on buying and selling a home, especially for my friends in Chicago, where I'm really originally from. Thank you for reading this. I'm excited to keep you updated on what's going on with New York and more specifically Westchester real estate. Let me know if you have any questions or if you're thinking of buying and selling a home in Westchester soon, your realtor and the agent's information. So that's pretty simple, right? And we can customize this. Obviously, not everybody here is in Westchester, but we can customize it to sound more like you and to customize your area and your expertise and that kind of thing. But it's very simple. The only thing that I have to say about this is that if you're going to send a reconnect email telling people you're going to send them 2 videos a month or 2 information things a month, make sure you send them something. Right? Make sure you send them something. I mean, people want to work with people that they trust, and you build trust by doing what you say you're going to do. So it's very important that you do that. Although we know a lot of people won't. That's okay. Well, it's not okay, but, you know, I guess that's your prerogative. So step 2, building your list. So who wants to be more profitable? Anybody? Yeah, you don't want to be less profitable? Anybody? Okay, great. So do you guys know who Greg Harrelson is? Greg Harrelson. So he's a big agent out of Myrtle Beach. He does about $14 million a year in GCI. Yeah. So he has agents calling for 3 to 4 hours a day. They are adding 300 to 400 emails a day to their list. 300 to 400 a day. Permission-based emails. So these are people that they talk to when they do their lead generation, and they simply ask them, is it okay if we send you our market newsletter on a monthly basis? And people say, yes, oh my God. And they give them their email. So great.
Okay, so this is the daily log sheet, right? So there's the top half, the normal stuff that we talk about, right? Attempts, appointments set, the time that I'm prospecting, my start time, my end time, contacts made, all right? My sources for sell by owners, expires, SOI, lead follow-up, just listed, just sold. And then down here, add a database. So that means every day, my mentality is this is my daily log sheet, right? This is my sheet for the day. I can't go home until I got three people that I can add to the database. You don't necessarily have to meet them face-to-face to decide whether they're good to add to your database. And I'll give you an example. So let's say I'm prospecting and I accidentally call on someone that just closed on their house. They're new to Detroit. They don't know anyone here. They don't need my services right now, but they would like to keep informed on what's going on in their neighborhood and what's going on in the market. That's a perfect candidate to add to the database because they don't know a lot of people here. I'm probably only one of a couple realtors that they've met to this point. And if I can be the one that stays in front of them for the next 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years, I've got a better chance of getting that business when they go to sell, or at least getting referrals from them in the meantime.
So how many people do you guys talk to on a daily or a weekly basis? Do any of you kind of have a guess of how many people you talk to from lead generation activities on a weekly basis?
Like 20.
20? Do you think you could talk to 10 people a day consistently?
Yes.
Right? That would be pretty simple. So 30% is a really good opt-in rate, meaning if you're on a web page and you know, you're filling out a form, about 30% of the people will fill out the form. But you're actually talking to people and building a relationship with them. So let's just say you only get 3 of those 10 people a day agreeing to receive your monthly newsletter. And that's all you do. We're not talking about hardcore making appointments, hardcore asking for the sale over the phone, anything like that. We're literally just asking people, is it okay if we stay in touch with you and add you to our newsletter? Do you guys think you could handle that? Think you could do that? Okay, so you have to ask permission to stay in touch. So this is where you're building your asset. So again, your database is your asset, and if you're asking for permission to stay in touch, you are building a real database. Again, not just a bunch of leads, your spam, that you never talk to. These are people that have actually talked to you, they know you, and eventually they're going to get to like you and trust you through your communication. So you put them in your database. Look at that. Do you guys want to guess what the highest open rate is for emails that are sent? What email gets the highest open rate? Anyone want to guess? The confirmation email. Confirmation email, so once they say, yes, I give you permission, yes, I want you to follow up with me with valuable information about the real estate market in Westchester, and yes, please send me your newsletter, yes, I would like to receive that. You add them as a subscriber. So now you're building a subscription business. So remember what we were talking about with the Kardashians, right? They're building the list and marketing to the list. Your subscribers are your list. This is the list that you're building. So, and those of you that have teams, you can actually put the agent's name up here where it says your name. I'm too short to actually point there, but it says your name. So they can actually get the information from their agents. So you can actually have your agents help you start building the database as well. So once they subscribe, they get a confirmation email, an activation email that just says, hey, it was great to talk to you. You're now subscribed to our video newsletter. And it shows them all this awesome information about you guys and how amazing you are. And this is the number one most open email in all of marketing. Do you guys think that's cool? Yeah? Okay. So if you have a team, like we talked about, here's 2 pro tips. You train your agents to build your list. So remember Greg Harrelson we were talking about, they do 300 to 400 emails a day. I mean, just, it's crazy. So that scales very, very fast. You have more people, you have ISAs, you have outbound callers, however it is. The more people, obviously, that are out there talking to people and asking for permission to follow up, you can scale this very, very, very fast. So remember we were just talking about adding 3 people a day? So that adds up to about 720 people added to your database, permission-based. So that slide earlier that we were talking about, the database size, it was 630. It gets you an average of $50,000 to $100,000 more in income. That's exactly how you would do that. So that would add up to 720 people you now have added to your database, which depending on your market, it might be more than that. I mean, you might be making, you know, $100,000 to $200,000 more, but this is just based on average sales prices throughout the country. So you help your agents to reconnect with their database. So when you have agents come on your team, that's the first thing they should be doing, is talking to everybody that they know. But they don't do that. Why do they not do that? Well, they're afraid. We're all so afraid. So afraid to talk to people and to put people in our database. But they're afraid. People they would rather get rejected by a stranger than be rejected by somebody that they know. So they're afraid. But you have to help them and coach them and guide them to reconnect with their database, add opens to yours, and then that allows you to keep the same split. So then you're not playing the split game. Your value to them is that you're going to help them market to their database and help them do their own deals through your marketing efforts. So you're not having to play the split game of like, oh, now it's my sphere, so I should get paid 100% commission or whatever, which affects your what? Profitability, right? So the main thing to do with the team is to help them help you build your list. So how many of you have sales boards? How many of you? Anybody? Yeah? Okay, great. So you're already tracking, you know, dials, contacts, nurtures, appointments, pendings, closings. Are you guys tracking all that stuff? Or are you just tracking smaller amount, larger amount of things? Yeah. Okay, so I would recommend that you start adding subscribers. So your subscribers are the number of people that have said yes to follow up with them and be added to your newsletter. They may not be doing something right now. They may be doing something 3 years from now. But if they're in your database and you're constantly communicating with them, they will remember you when they are ready. So I would highly recommend that you have a goal for how many people you add to your database with permission on a daily basis. Not just how many leads do you generate or how many people do you talk to, how many people have said yes to be added to your newsletter. And I think that if you take that example of three people a day and you just assume that's gonna be an extra $100,000, then how many more people is it going to take to get to your goal? And how are you going to get there, you know, with your manpower and with, you know, is it going to be inside salespeople, outbound callers? There's a lot of different ways to build your list, but I think that's a very important number to, or a very important metric to track. So have any of you ever heard of Salesforce.com? Salesforce, anybody? So Salesforce.com does $1 billion a year in revenue. They're a CRM platform. They mainly cater to business-to-business sales. And they said in their book, Predictable Revenue, that's basically about building a predictable business, which is all about building your list and marketing to your list, that the number two metric to track behind closed sales is how many new opportunities did your team generate, new qualified opportunities did your team generate on a daily basis. So that's why it's important to track that. Because that's going to be your future business, it's going to be your pipeline, it's going to be the predictability of your business and your profitability. And the cheaper you can do that, the better. So I think we only had one person that farms in here. Does anybody else, that's come in farm? Anybody else? Okay, consistency. So wouldn't it be great if all of your business was like walking distance from your house? Yeah. That'd be awesome. Like, how many of you are just sick of like schlepping around town and being in your car and eating in your car and running comps on your iPad? Like, I mean, seriously, like how many of you are just sick of that? Just driving all over God's creation. And so if you're going to build your database, why not build it with people that are your ideal client, that are your target market? So what I would recommend, so in this is a zip code in Omaha. Has anybody ever been to Omaha? Yeah? It's like literally, it's the weirdest place to fly into because there's nothing for, like, you're looking out the window and there's nothing. And then there's this little town. So anyways, this is a zip code in Omaha of how many, it's one zip code, how many current homeowners. So this is, if you were to go on like a data site to find lists, how many people own a home, single family dwellings. In that particular zip code, there's 9,620 leads in that zip code. There was about 300 sales, so that's a 3% turnover rate, which is actually kind of low. I'd recommend that you do higher turnover rates. The neighborhoods we target in our brokerage are anywhere from 5 to 8%. That's really what we're looking for to have enough sales, but regardless. So at 300 sales at a $250,000 price point, what is that? $7,500 times three, what is that? Like $1.7 million, something like that. Let's just say it's $5,000 for easy math. So that's $1.5 million worth of commissions in that one zip code that's going to happen. I mean, how much of that do you need in the next year? I mean, how much of that do you need to capture in order to reach your goals as far as what you want to make? So if you just focused on just building your list the right way and with the right people and the ideal clients and the people that are in your target market, you're going to see a much greater return because now you're the local expert. You're the one that they go to for questions. You're the one that is sending them community information and inviting them to seller seminars about how to get top dollar for their house and hosting events and doing that kind of thing. So it doesn't have to be complicated. I think it's focus is one of the rarest things that we have now in our world. Like, I mean, nobody's focused, right? People are so distracted. You know, there's shiny objects everywhere. There's dinging on your phone and dinging on your iPad. And you know, I mean, it's crazy. Like, we're so squirrel-brained, our attention spans are like 5 seconds. So, but focus is going to be the thing that actually gets you more profitable and is going to help you when the market shifts, is focusing. Because think about it, the big money that's going out there and they're spending, you know, all this money on radio advertising to buy people's houses, what you are looking to do is targeted marketing, building your list, permission-based list in your target market and positioning yourself as the trusted expert. You know, they're looking for certainty. That's the feeling that they're looking for, is certainty. So when they're looking to sell their house and they're looking to, you know, they're getting bombarded by all these different marketing messages, they need to feel comfortable and warm and certain that their house is going to sell. So positioning yourself as the local expert is what will give them that certainty, knowing that you can get it done with ease and that you can make it quick and hassle-free for them. Okay, so step three is touch. Okay, so the perfect database marketing plan. Yes. So what do you send these people? Like, okay, now you got your database, you send a reconnect email, now what do you do? Now what are you sending them? So number one, 2 Q&A videos a month. How many of you hear the same questions over and over and over again from your clients? No, everybody comes up with new questions? Yeah, okay. So that's the place where you wanna start. Is what are the questions that people are asking your staff? What are the people that are asking you constantly over and over and over again? And make a video about it. So 2 Q&A videos a month, 1 direct mail a month. Why would we, I mean, direct mail, that's so old school. Like, that's from like 100 years ago. Why would we send them something in the mail? Why would we send them something in the mail? Yeah, it's another touch, right? So right there, so Gary Keller was talking about a 33 touch. Right here, you had 3 touches a month. It's a 36 touch. Oversaturation over time. So you send them 2 Q&A videos a month just in case it goes into their spam or they don't look at their email or, you know, they're just too much noise. You also send them a monthly postcard, which takes them back to your videos that they can subscribe to on YouTube or on your video blog. 3 is your quarterly direct lead gen offers. So these are direct offers. Again, I know you guys couldn't hear that video from Gary Keller, but he does talk about making offers to your clients. So what does that mean? Like, what is an offer? Like, are you gonna like give them an offer for their house? Like, what's an offer? Find out what your home is worth. That's an offer. Find out the top five fix-ups of what to do to sell your house for more money. That's an offer. Have us come over for a room-by-room review. That's an offer. So there's a lot of different offers that you can make people, but that's a direct offer to your database. So quarterly, you're doing a direct offer in addition to the videos and the monthly postcard. Number four is community events. So wouldn't it be awesome if you had like 70 people in a room and they're all there because they're about to sell their house and they're trying to learn how to maximize their equity and what are they going to do with their equity after they sell? You could have a stager there, a CPA. You could have a great seminar or an event that all these people come to and you pitch to them all at once. Wouldn't that be awesome? And call the people who watch the videos. So you got to call people, guys. You just have to. We spend so much time doing anything to get out of calling people, like, oh, I'm just going to go make this Facebook ad, or, just to avoid calling people. You have to call people. You have to talk to people. That is how you build a relationship. It's very difficult to build a relationship with a robot, at least nowadays. I don't know. That might change in the future. So you do have to call the people who watch your videos. So you want to start a real estate video website. So this is Brett Jennings. Do you guys know who he is? Any chance? So he's in Silicon Valley, which I would say is probably a very difficult market to prospect and talk to people and do radio advertising. So he ended up doing Silicon Valley Real Estate Journal. So this is where you're going to host your videos. You're going to have market data over here. Information about your team, your vendors list, all that kind of stuff. So it's this is your video website that you're actually going to send individual videos twice a month to your database. And that this is going to be where they land. You can do YouTube autocomplete for topics. So when you're going to Google something, things automatically populate under the search bar, right? Why does it do that? Why do things automatically populate under there? Yeah, exactly. So if you don't know what to talk about, go to Google and start typing in sell my home, type in your area, those kinds of things, real estate, realtor, and then see what people are actually Googling. So sell my home on Zillow, sell my home by owner, sell my home for cash, sell my mobile home. I'm sure you guys want to do a video about selling your mobile home. I'm sure you want to do that. But that's where you go to find topics. That's where you go because that's where people are asking questions and you are doing question and answer videos. So when people are asking questions in a search engine, that's the topic you're going to have. So the way that the format works, and I'm sure you've seen these kind of videos online, is so-and-so asked, how do I sell my house for cash? And then you answer that question. It's really that simple. And then, viral edits them and things like that to make them look a little more interesting.
Hello, it's Greg Sisson here in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina with the Hoffman Group. Thanks for joining me for my video blog. Today, I'm going to share with you the first quarter report card for the Grand Strand. Stay tuned. Okay, thanks for joining me today. And we want to talk this morning about our local market stats. I'm comparing first quarter 2015 with first quarter 2016. This is critical that we can see exactly where our market is right now and give us a little peek into the future as we move forward in the balance of 2016. So let's jump right in. I'm going to start with single family homes, okay?
Okay. So what question is he answering there? How is the market? I mean, how many times do you get asked that question? How is the market here? How is the market there? How's the market doing? Right? So shoot a video about how the market's doing. And that, again, will position you as an expert. Everybody has access to data. Would we agree to that? Everybody has access to the same data we do, correct? But it's your interpretation of the data that makes you an expert. So helping people understand how to interpret the data that they get out there is what positions you as an expert. So that's shot on a simple HD webcam in 5 minutes. We literally will ask you questions and coach you through it to help you kind of get comfortable and things like that. But that's shot on a simple webcam. You don't need to spend like thousands of dollars or have a videographer following you around or doing anything crazy like that. It's like $80. And so it has a separate recorder. So just like I have a separate recording device and then a separate video, because if you do the video without a separate recording device, the audio is usually really bad and echoey. And then you merge them together and voila, you have a video. You guys could do that, right? It's pretty simple. So this is CatCam. I'm gonna show you how he actually does his videos.
All right. So here we are, we're just coming right into my office. So we got lights, just one of these, simple foldable type of deals. Right underneath the cap is my camera. You could get that for about $55 over on Amazon as well. It's on a tripod, one of these Sony tripods here. Really also very, very simple. You could get these at Amazon as well for about $100. Viral does a really, really great job at putting these videos together. So it looks like maybe I'm using thousands of dollars worth of equipment, but I'm really not. It's just really basic. I mean, this is probably $50. This is about $100. This is about $20. So all in all, not even $200 worth of equipment. You have your computer. So all you have to do is get in here and then log right into your camera, and there you are. You point and shoot. This is a Logitech webcam software that actually came with the camera when I put it all together and linked it all up. You know, I turn on the lights, boom, you know, get that extra lighting. Lighting's important. And then I'll hit record right here. And in 3, 2, 1, I'll pause a little on purpose and I'll go, "Hi, this is Joe Mendoza, real estate broker, investor, entrepreneur here in sunny San Diego. Welcome to my show." After the show is done, I simply go online and I'll go to getviral.com and I'll go to upload video right there, and I'll email my rep, "Here's my video." Then I would go ahead and add my file. Then I would look for it wherever I have it under videos and under Logitech webcam. And as you can see, I got tons of videos. And so this would be the video. I would open it, I would let it upload and it'll go. Then I hit transfer and then they got it. They'll send me a confirmation email that they're getting to work. And then they edit any errors, anything like that. And it's going viral. It's gonna go on LinkedIn and Facebook and to my database and everywhere else, and then it's pretty easy from there. Don't forget your coffee, guys, because you wanna really have high energy, because I'll tell you what, I've seen some of the videos out there and it's like, it'll literally put you to sleep.
That's very true. You do have to be a little bit more animated than you are in person, because it does flatten it a little bit. So how many of you think you can do that? How many of you think that you can handle that? Does it make any of you feel uncomfortable making videos? Because I will tell you what, it made me feel super uncomfortable. But the great thing is, your first video is your worst video. So just get the first one out of the way and who cares? You know what I mean? Because think about it, like what are we worried about? Like how we look? How you, yeah. But I mean, at the end of the day, like the people that like you are gonna like you. You are who you are. Just be yourself. And if you're worried about how you look, I mean, that's how you look. So, you know, get over it. It's like, who cares? But yeah, you just got, like I said, you just have to do it. You just have to get your fears out of the way. Who cares what people think about you? I mean, the people that like you are going to like you, and they're going to do business with you. And that's really how you're going to build a relationship with them. Because you can't, it's going to be tough for you to, you know, touch all these people in your database personally. And you can't really scale a relationship, but you can scale a message. So you're just getting your message out there to your database. And I mean, how many of you like feel like follow people on Instagram or watch a show or listen to somebody on the radio and you feel like you know them, even though you've never met the person before, but you're like, "Yeah, that's my homie. Like, yeah, I know this guy," right? But like, you've never met the guy, but you feel like you have a connection with them. That's what video does. It allows you to create a connection with people without having to talk to them all the time and without having to, you know, call them all the time. So it's, I think it's the best way to leverage yourself. And like I said, you just got to get over the whole video thing. Just who cares? Just do it. So you want to get it on YouTube. It'll be search optimized. So we put the videos on all the different social media sites, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. We send them out to your database through email, take them to your video website. So anyway, so we get it on YouTube, search optimized based on keywords. And then you own your own blog. So on your blog with an article. So your videos would be up on the top, the little article underneath. We give you topics to talk about. I would say, you know, from me, my standpoint, in my market, there's a lot for me to talk about. I do a lot of, I talk about like restaurants that are opening and things like that too, like, because that's really what's going on in the neighborhood. So I think that the more you can make it geared towards your market, as well as, you know, doing generic topics of fix-ups and things that people are searching for, but the more you can personalize it and gear it towards your market, the more engagement you're actually going to have. I get emails every week from Viral giving me topic ideas, but I don't use them because I come up with my own topics, because like I said, I'm more looking for local market information and local happenings, if you will. I would not do something scripted. I would have bullet points of what you're going to talk about. But the more real you can be, guys, the more you can just be yourself and talk about what you know about, the better you're going to have, the better results you're going to have. Because people want to know you. They don't want to know somebody that's reading a script, and they want to know you. They want to see your personality. And that way you're going to attract clients that are more like you. I mean, have you guys ever worked with somebody that just like is not like you at all, and they're driving you insane, and you're like, I can't wait till this relationship is over? I mean, has anybody ever worked with somebody like that? Yeah. So when you're engaging with people and you're being yourself and you're being open and even goofy, I mean, we've done, our highest views on our videos was our outtakes, what we called our blooper reel. And I mean, I'm like laughing and swearing, and I mean, just it's, you know, it's all like all the stuff we cut out. Like that's what people watch the most is everything we screwed up. So I think the more comfortable you can just be, I mean, yes, use topics to have a place to start, but just be yourself, speak from your heart. And the more comfortable you get in front of the camera and the more you do this, the easier it's going to be. It's really getting over that initial hump of like, you know, sweating profusely because you're so nervous because you're gonna make a bunch of videos. So just get your first one out of the way and everything else will take care of itself. So on your blog with an article, and then getting the email. So this is what the emails look like. So they're all branded to you, they take you to your blog. And you can see and this is your Facebook, Instagram, iTunes, LinkedIn, everything's boosted for you. So you actually get engagement, people see it. You can take your database, all the emails in your database, and make a targeted audience on Facebook. And so that way they actually see your videos on Facebook. Again, what I was saying with the lower engagement on organic stuff on Facebook, if you're boosting it, they'll actually see it. So you do that by just uploading your email address, all your email addresses from your database. And then you boost your videos there. Do you remember back when I was talking about the confirmation email, how that's the email that people, that's the most opened email in all of marketing? We give you an input sheet, like an input form, where you can just put in people as you're talking to them on the phone. They give you permission to follow up with them. You can literally just fill out that form and it automatically sends them a confirmation email, or you can download your new contacts for the month and just send them to Viral. But either way, you do have to update that. For me, it's the easiest to just fill out the form. Like while my agents or my ISAs are talking to people and they get permission to follow up, they just fill out the form on the phone right then and there. And then they get the email right away versus sometime in the future. So direct mail. So we talked about, we just went through the Q&A videos, the social media, and this is your monthly direct mail. So this basically takes them back to the blog. So his blog is called the Vera Group blog. So when you send out the direct mail to your database, it's taking them back to your blog. So it would be really difficult for people to not see your content at this point, right? You're sending them a direct mail, you're sending them an email twice a month, you're sending them, or you're putting them in your Facebook custom audience. I mean, if these people don't see you, if you're not oversaturating them at this point, that I don't know what to tell you. So again, this is all about keeping top of mind for when people are ready to sell. Because how many people tell you they're gonna move in 3 years and then like they move yesterday or tomorrow? Like you call them back and you're like, what? Why didn't you call me, man? Yeah. Oh, well, I went to an open house, just bought a house, right? So this helps you avoid that. So the quarterly direct lead gen campaigns. Let me see if I can get this to work.
We actually sent out a video a week ago, and we booked 24 listing appointments and took 13 listings, signed listing agreements. So, you know, this is probably one, the ROI on this is almost unquantifiable.
So that's Chris Waters. Do you guys know who Chris Waters is? Yeah. So he has a franchise, it's called Waters International, it's his franchise. I think they do like $5 million a year in GCI or something like that. So that was off of his quarterly direct offer. So again, your offers can be, you know, find out what your house is worth, book a room by room review to see what you need to do to get your house ready to sell, you know, guaranteed sale of sell your house in 90 days or sell it for free, see how that works. But you want a direct offer on a quarterly basis for people to respond to. All right, so this is your example of a campaign landing page. So this is an easier way to sell your Phoenix home. Get multiple guaranteed offers in 24 hours on your home. Would you like an offer on your home? So this is an offer. It doesn't need to be an offer for their house. Please understand that. I mean, the most common one is to find out how much your house is worth, right? But since this is what's going on right now, this guy made this landing page. If you'd like an offer on your home, they fill out their name, phone number, email. So that was the landing page that they go to, and this is what the actual email looks like. So the subject is offer on your home. Clients and friends, I have a new option. If you want to skip the hassle of selling your home this spring or summer, I can get an offer on your home from companies who want to buy it, not individuals on the traditional market. When you call, just to let me know, when you call, just let me know whether you prefer maximum value or maximum convenience. So this means you close quickly, get equity from your home in as little as 7 days, pick your closing date, what was already on the landing page. So this matches exactly what the landing page said. Tell me here if you're interested in getting an offer on your home. So when they click here, they go to the landing page and fill out their information. I'll go to my investor relationships and companies who specialize in all this and secure the best offer for you. It can likely get you an offer in 7 days without any hassles on your part, showing the home to your public and then your name. So how many of you think that people will respond to this? Mm-hmm. And then look what it says here. Why do you need to sell your home? When do you plan on moving? Would that be important information to find out? Yeah. If you've got a deal, could you find somebody to buy it?
Sure.
Well, the goal is to meet with them and to find out what their needs are and what their wants are. And generally, their want is going to be full market value or more, right? But that's what we're here for, is to give people options and solutions to their problems. All right, so it's raining leads. So these are just some examples of some of the leads that guy generated from that campaign. And it doesn't have to be this campaign. You can do other offers for people. You're generally gonna run similar offers all the time. You're gonna have like maybe a handful of offers, and that's just gonna be consistent in your messaging. So you know who is watching your videos. So just like what we were just saying, most people are not going to, I mean, you're going to have some psycho people that are going to watch everything that you put out. You know, there are going to be those people, but for the most part, people aren't going to watch your videos unless they're thinking about real estate or they're thinking about buying or selling a house or somebody else that they're close to is thinking about buying or selling a house. So this is what the report looks like. How many are sent? How many were actually delivered, opened, clicked, bounced, unsubscribed, spam reports? This is a pretty good one. You only got one spam report. So you want to call your clicks. These people that are clicking, that means they are clicking on your video and watching it. They're not just opening the email, they're actually watching your video. You need to call these people because they are going to be your best leads. We had one, it was only 26 clicks. We got two deals out of it. One was a past client that she ended up selling her house, then she went into a rental, and now she's buying another house. And the other one was a referral. He actually clicked on it and then sent it to his friend. So you have to call these people. So how do you do that? If you don't want to call, because you probably won't call, guys. Let's just be honest. We're not going to call our clicks, okay? It's not going to happen. Why are we not going to call these people? They're hot leads. They're interested. They're watching our stuff. Why do we not call them? But people are not going to call them. Let's just be honest with ourselves. People are not going to call them and get too busy, or they, you know, doing something else, whatever. But you can hire a part-time calling assistant. Super simple. You can hire these people on Upwork for 10 to 12 bucks an hour. Follow a very simple script. And then they pass you over the people that are actually leads. Okay? So this is the script. This is groundbreaking, people. It's groundbreaking. So, hi. This is Bob with Local Expert Realty on a recorded line. Frank wanted me to reach out to you and just say thanks for subscribing to our newsletter. I'm his assistant. He wanted me to ask you if you had any questions about how to sell your house fast. I can pass, whatever your topic was for the video, that's what that means. I can pass your question along to him and he will answer it for you. I'd also like to invite you to an event coming up. So this is why you want to have events, so you have a reason to call. May I email you the details? Oh, and while I have you on the phone, is there anyone you know who Frank can help to buy or sell a house today that he can reach out to? Very simple. You think you could have people do that? And then this is the voicemail script, so they don't reach them. So you want to do a call and live answer, that would be the script, a voicemail if you don't reach them, and then an email. And that's it. That's all you have to do. So hi, this is Braden at whatever company here in wherever. Chrissy, who I believe you know, asked me to call you. I'm his or her assistant. I'm going to email you right now at blank with his message. Call me back at 571-337-2609. So you're just leaving a quick voicemail. And then this is the email. He said he was going to send you an email. So you send an email template. It's from the person that called. And it says, I just left you a voicemail. Hey there, this is Braden. I'm the assistant to Christy Moore at Local Expert Realty here in D.C. I just called you and left a voicemail about this quick email I would send you. I see you subscribed to our local real estate blog. Thank you. Christy wanted me to let you know. Wanted me to ask you or let you know, blah, 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 blah. You can reply back to me. I'll forward it to that person. Also, we have a lot of people who want to buy a home here in D.C., but there are not enough homes for sale. Any interest in selling your home or someone you know looking to sell? I'll let Christy know. So that's it. And a bonus. You can ask the lender to pay about half of your monthly costs. So this is viral. It's $19.95 to get started. If you're unhappy, 30 days to get your money back. And it's only $5.50 a month, which I just think is ridiculous. I think they need to raise the prices, but this is me. If you want to have them do the outbound calling, it's only $175 a month for them to call through all your clicks and do the emails and the voicemails and all of that. For keeping it legal, if you have a third party paying for your stuff, you do have to keep it legal. We have all the documentation and all of that. And if you want more information on how to get lenders to pay for stuff, you can actually go to the getviral.com blog about the lender co-advertising plan. But I would definitely have your lender help you out with this. You can feature them on your video blog. It's very valuable to them to be in front of your clients all the time, especially with refinances and things like that. And most lenders are happy to do it. I mean, if you have your lender pay for half of it, that means you're paying $275 a month for this, which they do everything for you. You literally don't have to think about it. They edit everything, send it out, do all of that for you. The only thing that you have to do is shoot your videos. And then if you want them to call your clicks, it's $175 extra a month. So I just need to know who is going to implement something to reconnect with their database after you leave here. Yes. Okay, good. If all you do is just something, it's better than nothing. Because I promise you guys, it's what is going to keep you in business over the next 5 years with all of this craziness that's going on. And if you want to go onto Viral's website, it's getviral.com. That's viral with a Y. You can go and look at how it works, download the marketing plan, look at the results, look at people's blogs, all that kind of stuff. So if you want to geek out on their webpage, it's getviral.com. Okay? Thank you so much for coming. I really appreciate it. I hope you guys learned something today, and I hope that you implement something that will help you increase your business. I'm a client of Viral, actually, so, and I work with them on a couple of other businesses. So, but I have a real estate brokerage. I have a staging company, and I have a development company. So we buy houses, we sell houses, we design houses, we do everything you could possibly think of because I love stress. Thank you guys for coming. I appreciate it.